Thank you. Okay, so we're continuing. Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalid, Perek Vav, and we are at the end of Ois Beis, which in your version here should be on the bottom of page Reish Chaf Beis. So the last thing we said was that that when a person, since the nighttime is a time that Hashem gave for the shlita of the keiches hara, and that's why it's dark, and darkness is simon of hester panim, and that's when Ra has the power. And therefore, he says, a person who's lying on his bed, the Ramchal said, so he also is affected by the tumah. And he says, according to different grades, so to speak, number one is, the more shaykhis a person has the gashmias, so he's like a receptor for the keiches harais, that is like a radio waves, so he attracts it. We also pointed out on the flip side, somebody who is a tzaddik, and he is less gashmias, so then even a little bit of tumah affects him because he's much more sensitive to it. But the Ramchal was saying that a person lying on his bed, kefi ha-shaychus that he has in gashmias, and he also said, kefi the yetzer hara that there is in the person also, the yetzer hara that there is in the person. And he continued, he said, and the third thing that affects a person is why he's attracted, the ra, the tumah is attracted to a sleeping person, is because when a person is sleeping, this is the last thing we said, so parts of his neshama leave him. And they go up to Shemayim. And that's why he said, V'tayim tam misa k'tzas, it's like the fourth line from the bottom on page Reish Chav Beis, he gets a little bit of a tam of misa because part of his neshama has left. And therefore he says, V'nimsa sha'oz misgaber, that's what Chazal say, that sleep is 1/60th of death. That means because part of the neshama, chelki and neshama are not there. So now, if a person's made up of a neshama and a guf, so his neshama to a degree counteracts or makes some type of balance between the guf, the gashmias, and the neshama, the ruchnias. So now if there's some of his neshama's not here, so now things are off kilter in his balance. So therefore, nimsa shaz misgaber yoiser begufay achayshech. So therefore, the gashmias, the chayshech, is stronger. Behaader or aneshama mezachi chaysay. He's missing a little pieces of his neshama that purify him and enlighten and illuminate him. So therefore, alkei nimsa sham beis knisa yoiser latoma lishrois alav. That's where we were holding, and therefore, because of that, again, the more gashmias is, the more the tumah is attracted to the person. The fact that he's gashmias, the yetzahara, and the fact that now part of his neshama is not here, there's a ksas tam misa, so therefore that means his guf is more powerful than on a than during the daytime, and therefore again it attracts this tumah. And that's where we're holding. V'hu inyan ruach hara shepirshu chachameinu zichreinu levrocha shesheira al yadayim. And that says the Ramchal, you now can understand what it means when Chazal say that there's a ruach ra that is shayra al yadayim. When a person sleeps at night and he wakes up, there is a ruach ra on his hands. Where's that ruach ra coming from? Well, it's very simple now. All that tumah that is being attracted to the person, number one, because nighttime in itself is a time when ra and tumah is much more powerful. The person has receptors that attract that tumah with all the things we said, the chumris, the yetzahara, and the fact that he's sleeping. And therefore, that tumah is shayra al hayadayim. He says, Reb Chaim Freelander says, why hands more than anything else? He says, the reason is because we find that hands are really the person's, he calls them the kli hamaga iminyani ha'ilam hazeh. You use your hands most in relation to ha'ilam hazeh. Use it to do things. Yadayim askoni hasheim, the Gemara says. Hands are always busy with different things. So your hands are your way you use ha'ilam hazeh. So memela, if there's any place that's the most megushim in the body, that's going to be in the hands. Because the hands has the most shaykhis to ha'ilam hazeh. And therefore the tumah is shayre on his hands. Says the Ramchal, Ach shroisa al yadayim v'lo yal mokam acher. He says, however, The tum is only on your hands and not on anywhere else in the body. Now this is not so simple. It's not so simple. He brings down here on the bottom in this pirush from Chaim Freelander here. He says the lechayra, it's mashe from the zayar, that really when a person's sleeping, it's tum on his whole body. When he awakens, the tumma leaves except for the tumma on his hands. That's all the pashas I think we learn in preschool. That's how you learn what happens. Really, there's tumma everywhere. When you wake up, everything leaves. What's left is on the hands. The Ramchal here is, and that's how the Zohar says it. However, the Ramchal himself says that the tumma is only on the hands. V'loy amokamacher. A little bit later on, he's going to explain a little bit how it affects the rest of the guf, and maybe that's what the zayar means, but it's not the pshat that the tumah is on the person's full body. Tumah is only on his hand, says the Ramchal. Why? Because that's all the power HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. It can't go further than that. You say, but what do you mean? What about the rest of his body? It also has Yetzirah. It's also a guf. It's also sleeping. Yes. But things only have power in the gvulim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. Sho'anos lefi matzavi ba'olam, fitting for what it needs. Le'pachas v'le'yoyser. So for whatever, however, Chacham al-Yayin decided that that's it, that's all the tumah has a power to do to the person, is tumah on his hands.
But if a person sleeps after a certain time during the day, he also has...
So that's a big machlaikas. That's a big machlaikas. And that doesn't fit into this whole shtickle here. It's a big machlaikas if you sleep during the day, if you have to wash negavas or not. It's machlaikas. So we try to be machmer to do it. It's not so pashut.
Als tuma,
yeah. So could be the pshat is, again, could be the pshat is, according to Ramchal, you don't have these gabrus hatuma because it's not nighttime, but at the same time, since you're sleeping, right, so you have the neshama is less neshama, obviously, right? So therefore, you have that part of the guf. You have, so it could be that in itself brings some type of tumah. It might not be the same tumah.
Maybe it only goes up at night.
So that could be a good, that's a question. Is when a person's sleeping during the day, does he also have echon nishishin b'misa or not? It's a good question. I don't know. I hear. So again, the sheet doesn't hold, you don't, that you don't have it, right? It fits very well with the Ramchal, right? It was simply, without any tyra.
So people involved in all day with just kashmias and things like that have nothing to do with learning Torah, so they should be washing their hands all day.
So you have to figure out how that works, right? According to Ramchal Pashas, it's only when there's a Zgabrus HaTumah at night. I'm just saying it's possible that if a person's sleeping, somehow he wrecks the balance of things, and maybe that makes it that the regular Ra in the world could affect him too. I don't know. Maybe. Right? I don't know. Again, I don't know how these things work. Again, it's all the fi ha-gvul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Okay. V'hinei. Ois gimel. Hichina ha-chachma al-yayna la-adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for man. Mashi ishtadu boi ba-boiker. What a person should do in the morning. V'yisroi memi mashi nishbo b'matzav ha-layla. A person was lower down. A person is a lower madrega during the nighttime. And he attracts tuma, and he becomes tamei. So you get up in the morning, and you're in like a low madrega. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a seder that we could elevate ourselves. Li toher mimash nitma, become tar from what we were tamei. V'chein yoshuv v'yiroyme ma'olam kulu mimash nishbal. Again, this is the theme throughout the Ramchal, that when we elevate ourselves, we elevate the entire world. The world had a yirida during the nighttime because Ra has such a power. So when we are meraimim ourselves, the whole world also is elevated from what it had been lowered. And will also illuminate the world from the darkness of the nighttime. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the takanas, the chazal enacted through Chachma al Yaina, for a time a person gets up, mina pa'ulos, certain things are activities, mina diburim, certain things are words. All the things that we have in the morning are there to elevate ourselves from what happened during the nighttime.
If you wake up during the night?
That's also against a shaila. If you wake up during the night,
what do you do?
So there's a shaila when the Ruach Ra comes, right? Is it when you wake up or is it at the end of the night? Right, that's why if you wash negavaser before Alois HaShachar. It says you should walk out, wash again after, like early mornings, without a bracha. Again, because you're back to those svekas. Right? So again, when did it happen? Is it in the sleep? Is it in the night? If the person's up a whole night. Right? If you're up a whole night, it's also gone to Shaila. If you, so that's why Shavuos morning, you go to the bathroom, so you mechayev yourself. Again, according to the Ramchal, you have the darkness, but you don't have the sleep. What do you have to sleep without? When you have to, you know, so all those machleiksim are going to have to somehow fit into this puzzle. Okay, so he says, Hinei apayel harishon, what's the first action you do in the morning? Hutara sayadayim, you got to be mitar your hands. Kinei heim heim shenitzmu v'shar aleim ruach hara. Because they are the ones that he said before became tameh, had the ruach hara, v'lezet tzarech legarsha mehem ulutaram. You got to get rid of that ruach hara, and you have to be mitar your hands. Bine chaka kabayri yisbarach shemayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, if you do the proper type of negavaser back and forth three times, right, that'll take off the ruach ra. If you do like you wash for bread twice on each hand, it doesn't work. I mean, I wash my hands. Hashem decided that the antidote to that tuma is a way of netila. K'moy shalim dunu chachameinu zichrenu levracha like Chazal taught us. V'nimsa kol gufa shel adam niter b'zeh. And here where he says words which we have to understand. He says that when you wash your hands and you take off the tumah, now the whole body became tahar. Just like the whole body was tameh from the ruach ra. Now a sif before, he said the ruach ra is only on the hands. He said, "Beferish, it's only on the hands. The gvul is it can't go past the hands." And here he says that if the whole guf becomes tar, and it had been tameh from the ruach ra. So Reb Chaim Friedlander explains that avada the tumah is only on the hands. Tumah is on the only hands, but when the hands are tameh, that affects the whole body too. The tumah is not on the whole body, but the whole body is affected by the tameh hands, and therefore, if you're mitar the hands, you're mitar the whole guf as well. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing. So now if you get the tumah off your hands, so again, you elevated the person. So now that elevates the entire briyah. So when you wash negel vaser in the morning, you're not just getting rid of your own, only your tumah on your hands, which affected your whole guf. Through that, there you're putting a tahara into the world. The world also became tameh during the night from the darkness and the chayshach of the night. And a person's mitar his hand and elevates himself, the entire bria gets a ruach of tahara as well. We don't live in a vacuum. Everything we do has an effect on everything. So that's the first thing is negavaser. And that's the first thing in the morning. That's what he's saying. The morning is here to counteract what happened during the nighttime.
So if you're going to hold the night.
Right.
I mean, this is a technical thing. If you live in the places where the sun doesn't set for 6 months.
So what do you do then? If you live in Alaska. Yeah. Because there's no night. Huh? You have a lot of problems if you did. That's kasha. Hinei chibru lezeh gam kei nakes hadam eskufoi bi panoisai. So he says now, Chazal were also mesakein that a person has to clean out his body, has to go to the bathroom. And that's also, and this is a chiddush, it's also part of being metaher the guf from the cheshchas halayla. Benim soy kulay metaher. And the whole person becomes tahar, umizdamein liskarev lifnei bari yisparach shemai. And now he's ready to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avodas Hayayim is going to come to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're tameh, you first got to get rid of that tumah. So says the Ramchal, the first thing is the negavaser gets off the ruach ra. And then also, a person has to clean himself out. Because, and Reb Chaim Friedlander says a big chiddush here. He says, Ki tzoya eina rak lichol gashmi. Tzoya is not just only a physical not being clean. Elegam lichluch ruchani shenoisin tuma mesiyam es lo'adam. There's a ruchnius tuma to a person has to go to the bathroom as well. That's why you have, if a person has to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to be mispalo, and then you can't learn Torah in certain situations, whatever it is, because it's not only, now the mal you learn, because it says, wherever the psukim you learn, that vayyabachanecha kadosh and all these things, but the Ramchal is saying it's not just because of the physicality of it, there's a ruchnius to it as well, there's a ruchnius dikalichluch that a person has. So in the morning, a person has to be mitar himself, clean out his body, and in that way, he's mitar himself in a ruchniistic way as well. Okay, So that's the first two things a person does in the morning to get rid of the tumas halayla. I say, v'ulam achar ze yavayu shnei maisim, asher kvar heim ba'atzma michal tariag ha-mitzvahs. Till now, we're not talking about tariag mitzvahs. Until a negel v'asir is not one of the tariag mitzvahs. It's takonas chachamim. Chachamim understood what you have to do. Going to the bathroom is not one of the tariag mitzvahs. Now, after you've done that, now you move on to two actions that are from the tariag mitzvahs, meaning to say that they're mitzvahs unto themselves. However, they've been connected by Chazal to davening, in order to complete and be mashlim a person's daily avoida, and we're talking about here is daily avoida starting serving Hashem of davening in the morning. So even though it's a mitzvah unto itself to wear tzitzis, it's not tied to tefillah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that you have to that tzitzis and tefillah are tied to each other. You have a confess of dalav confess, a bag of dalav confess. You wear tzitzis. Tefillah also doesn't say anywhere that it's connected to tefillah. It says k'sharetin loisayotchi. You have to wear tefillah. However, Chazal understood that it has to be connected to tefillah. So besides that they are mitzvahs to themselves, they also have a special kesher to tefillah. Univar b'tchilas in yonim ha'pratis. So says Ramchal, first we're going to explain them as on their own. In other words, what the mitzvah is itself. V'yachar kach nivar madrigosam b'tikun ha'avoyda yamish ha'zacharnu. Then we're going to explain how it connects to davening, how these things connect to davening. So let's start the inyan of tzitzis. Vav. Inyan ha'tzitzis hu. What is the inyan of tzitzis? Kinei rotza adon baruch hu sheyu Yisrael mesukanim b'chol b'chinoseyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Klal Yisrael should find a tikkun in everything that they associate with. Anything that we have a shaychus to, there should be a way that it should become ruchani, we should be able to be mesakein it and give it a spirituality to it. Binyani kedusha, to bring kedusha to it. V'alkei nasan lam mitzvahs. That's why Hashem gave us mitzvahs. L'chol zmanim u'chafi kol mikrayim. For different zmanim, for whatever happens to us. Certain mitzvahs are tali in zman. Certain mitzvahs are tali b'mikra, which means to say, if you wear a beged that has da'al kamfas, you're chayiv in tzitzis. It's not specific to a certain zman. Whenever you wear that big beged, if it happens to happen that you wear one. If you have a house, you have to chayiv in makah and mezuzah. It's not tali in a zman, it's tali in a mikra. But everything that we come in contact with, whether it's bizman or mimikra, k'dei sheyisuknu b'kulam, there's mitzvahs all involved in them. Why? To give a tikkun to everything that we come in contact with, have a shaykhus with, associate with, we need to be mesakin and infuse it with kedusha. So one of the things that a person has, one of the tzrachim of a person is, a person has to wear clothing. So if we have to wear clothing, it's something we have to associate with, have a shaykhus. Uleman gam heim yisuknu b'kedusha. So Hashem wanted that we should be able to be mesakein our clothing with kedusha. Siva sheyusam ha'matzitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why I have the concept of tzitzis on your clothing. Vaz nimtzoyim niskanim b'kedush. And in that way, a person is able to be mesakein his begadim with kedusha. So that's the first understanding, says the Ramchal. Very simple understanding. Everything we come in contact with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mekadesh, including our clothing. V'inyan amuk mizeh nichlal oid b'mitzvah zu. He says, but there's something deeper about the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'ayoysa adam nisman lalikav ke'evel adaynav. Through tzitzis, there's a simen, a person has a sign on him that he is, belongs as an Evet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Nisman Lelikov. There's a certain simen that we have. And in fact, when it talks about the mitzvah of tefillin, of tzitzis, Rav Meir talks about, in the days of Tchelis and Lavan, so the Gemara, Rav Meir says, Gadol Oynche Shel Lavan Yoyser Ma'Oynche Shel Tchelis. Person who doesn't wear the white strings of tzitzis, the punishment is greater than the person who doesn't wear tchelis. And the Gemara Menachah says it's a mashal to a king. Sha'amar l'shnei avadav, he said to each of his two servants. One he said, bring me a chaysim shel tit, a sign of tit of clay. Another one he said, bring a chaysim shel zav, and neither of them brought it. So which is the one who's going to be punished more? The one, that's it, the Zav guy could say, I tried, it's much harder to get, it's not as available, so even though I didn't end up doing it, I was a Pesheya, but it takes much more work. The guy who has it easy, he could have just taken it from anywhere, his Einish is going to be much worse. So therefore, Lavan is the easy thing. Tchelis is hard. So if a person doesn't wear tzitzis, because with his Lavan, the Einish is greater. But the point that I want to bring out over here, and Chaim Freeland is bringing out, is that look at Chazal's mashal. What a mashal. They didn't use a mashal of a father who sent his children to go bring him something. Chazal used the mashal of an Eve, a Melech telling his Avadim. Because that's really what the tzitzis is. The tzitzis is a chosen. And really, Tysus writes that Masha Medama Chosim shall titlet tzitzis shekin oisim la'avadim. A chosim is made for avadim, but tzitzis meyid al Yisrael shem avdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Ramchal is saying here. Tzitzis are a simen that we are an eveladainov vareze michlal kabbalos ulo yisbaruch v'shtabed lo yisbaruch. So wearing tzitzis is part of kabbalos al malchus shamayim. Accepting on yourself the yoke and subjugating yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved. So where's your simen? By putting the tzitzis on, we show we're Avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And ladies?
Ladies don't have that, or they don't need that simen. They don't need
that simen, or they don't have, but they have to.
They're Avadim as well. They are Avadim, right? But they don't, for whatever reason, this is Mangrama and other things. We'll have to see if he gets to the ladies or not. But for the people who are Mechuyev, it's a simen. Now he says, what does it mean to be an Eved of Hashem? What exactly are we showing? He says, a person has the opportunity and the ability to be Misak in the entire Bria, like we explained in Chelek Rishon. V'nimtza, when you are elevating and rectifying the whole Bria, shu oivin avidasa shal aboyir sparach v'oisik b'mlachtoi. You're doing the avoida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. Creating the world and doing things in the world, that's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person the opportunity to work for him, to serve him, and help him out with his job, so to speak, Kavayachal. Shuhamid Abriya Sherbara Lamatzav Anirza Mimani Yisparach. A person's job is to bring the Bria to the Matzav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. V'ulam Ze Yoytze. So how do you do that? The person's action through Torah and mitzvahs is how he does the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. He wants the world to be a certain way. He should be doing it himself. He's the creator. He has a Klal Yisrael who he lets be shutvim in the Ma'aseh Bereishis. We're shutvim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. So we're being involved in his avoida. That's why how we are his Eved. Amnam klal kol avoida azayis oimer al yisayid echad. He's saying the whole avoida of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing his malacha in this world is on one yisayid. Shua yisayid adam avdei shal abayir yisparach. We are his avadim. A person is an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that rishus. It was given over to us the job of tikkun abriya. V'hufkad biyadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it like as a pikadon. He gave it over into our hands. Shalkein hadavar hazeh matzliach biyadei. That's the only way a person will ever be matzliach is because Hashem really gave us. He invested the job into us. And a person's actions could succeed in producing the results that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ve'ulam, however, this reality of this responsibility on the person, nikra ula yisparach she'olav, that's called the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on him. Ke'oil ha'adon al avdoi. This responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Metzias, that we could be and will be Misak and the Bria through our actions, that is the yoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on us. We are his Avadim to fulfill his will. V'dover zeh mischazek al yidei protim yiduim shetoy b'am adem Baruch Hu. So he says a big chiddush here. He says it's not only the fact that we're allowed to do it. The fact that we are Avdei Hashem, And the simanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to show we are Avdei Hashem, not only do they make us and show we're the Avdei Hashem, they actually give us the kayach to be Avdei Hashem. They give us that power to be able to be Avdei Hashem. That's what he says, V'davar zeh mischazek, this thing is strengthened. Aidei pratim yiduim. Through certain things, shetzloi b'hem adam baruch hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hung on them, so to speak. In other words, he made them dependent on these things. Umichlalam, and it included one of the things that gives us the power to be the Avdei Hashem, is Harishom, is that emblem of Tzion, and that marker, B'tzion Zeshel HaTzitzis, through the Tzion of Tzitzis. So when a person is wearing Tzitzis, he's showing he's the Eved Hashem, and not just showing, that in itself gives him the kayach to be the Eved of Hashem, to fulfill His will. And let's just finish this ice. So that's really the mitzvah of tzitzis, like he said. That's the mitzvah unto itself. This is a constant mitzvah. You wear dal kamfes all day. They added on that it also was connected to tefillah. It's part of the tefillah. It's a part of the Seder Hayoim of tefillah, is that a person, the Zohar says, a person goes to shul, he puts on himself his talis. That's part of the tefillah. So now, like we said, part of the understanding of tzitzis is kabbalas ol, that we're avdei Hashem. So when we're coming to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are actually showing that kabbalas ol, we're accepting on ourselves the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's jabs, that we have the power to hold on and to grab on to the malach of Hashem, dehainu tikkun olam, chamayish hazacharnu. What's the malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the tikkun olam, that's fixing up the world. And that's why they connected it to tefillah, because since it has to do with understanding where the Avdei Hashem, infusing us the power of being an Eved of Hashem, of being able to do tikkunim in the world, so Chazal connected it to tefillah. When we're going to go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Avodas Halev Shebetefillah, you put on your talis, you're mekabel that oil of Avdei Hashem, and that is how tzitzis is a mitzvah unto itself, and how it connects to tefillah. And Bez Hashem the next time, which will not be next week, will be Purim Bez Hashem next week. So hopefully Bez Hashem in 2 weeks, I should be here. We'll continue and see how tefillin fit into this picture as well.